boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh my God. I don't think I can ever show my face at the gym ever again. I don't know how Those Girls Sweat Squad is going to survive.
Oh no.
You're like, can you stop being overdramatic?
I'm like, we just got going. What did you do to ruin it?
Well, here's the thing. I absolutely embarrassed myself with a guy who I'm going to say he's like a professional in the gym. Like, dude's always there when I'm there. He knows what he's doing. He's buff.
Does he carry a backpack?
I guess I haven't looked at that. Why? That just, do you think people with backpacks at the gym know what they're doing?
Well, I want to know what's in there. Anyways.
He might have a backpack. I don't know. But he looks very serious.
He knows what he's doing.
And he's got like a mean face sometimes. But I think it's because he's just working out. You know?
Okay.
He's focused. But I just got done. I was doing leg day. I got done with like the seated leg curl. So I get up and you have to clean your machine, right? It's the respectful thing. I come back. I'm half awake. Don't go to the gym half awake. That's the first problem. And I start cleaning the machine. And then I look down and I go, wait. Where's my pink water bottle?
Oh my God.
Did somebody steal it? And then I go, oh my God, this isn't my machine. I wasn't working out here. And I look up and it's him. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what are you doing? Because he was using that machine.
Oh,
and
no.
What a lot of people at my gym like to do is like you'll do your set and then you get up and you walk around, you know, walk it off for a little bit. And then you go back to your machine. He was doing his walk around the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, cleaning service here. Let me
Did you say that?
No, but
you should have, at least to make it like funny.
I thought about it. And I just looked at him and then I laughed. And then he just looked at me. And then when I did my walk around, because I just got done cleaning, I was like, let me do a lap. I almost, because then he sat back down on that I just newly cleaned machine. I almost said, it's all fresh and clean for you.
Why didn't you? Because now you just look like a weirdo. Or like that you're being crazy.
You're
like the gym Karen.
Oh my God, even worse. Are you saying that if I would have said something funny, he would have realized I made a mistake, but not saying anything funny at all, he thinks I'm either a gym Karen or I just care that he gets the sweat off his back?
Maybe, or he thinks that you think he's really sweaty or something. I don't know.
Or this is a way that I'm hitting on him and we are not the same age.
I need to find this man.
Come to my gym tomorrow.
Please call. I have a lot of questions. Are you offended?
Please be, because it was kind of weird.
Yeah, you made it really, really weird.
Today I discovered something new that I hate, and that is fresh parsley.
Really?
It tastes like grass. It tastes like straight up grass. Okay, I made like a cold pasta salad this morning to bring for lunch the rest of the week. And the recipe I was following was like, oh, yeah, chop up some fresh parsley. And I'm like, I like seasonings. I like spices. I'm really not picky. In fact, I probably over-season my stuff
because
I like a lot of flavor.
Yeah,
okay,
that's my girl right there.
So I'm like, okay, I got parsley when I got groceries over the weekend, and I'm chopping it up this morning. Didn't do that much. And I was just eating it for lunch a bit ago, and I'm like, ew, this is like, I feel like I'm a cow grazing in the field right now. This is gross. I don't like it.
Is that normal, though? Because, like, I know I like parsley.
But Do you think it tastes like grass?
Well, I'm asking because if you've heard the cilantro thing, right? Mm-hmm. You either like cilantro or you're like me and cilantro tastes like soap.
Right.
You're one of the two people. So you must like cilantro.
I like cilantro.
And I think cilantro tastes like soap.
Right.
So is the parsley one of those things, too, that, like, you either like parsley.
Or it makes you feel like a cow.
Or it
I'm on that side. I just discovered.
We're going to start spreading that. If that's not a thing, we're going to start saying that.
Sound off. I can't be the only one that's grazing out in the field. I'm serious. Also, moo.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you've ever thought, I kind of would like to give speed dating a try, you're in luck because it's coming to the area.
Oh, too bad I'm taken. Because I did think about it
one time. Don't act too excited or you're going to get yourself in trouble.
You're right. But I did want to do it. I've always wanted that in a blind date. I've never done either one. I've always wanted to.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
too late now.
Well, it would be inappropriate for you probably at this point. But there's this account on TikTok called Date Me DSM, which is Date Me Des Moines. Apparently, they're super huge over there. They throw tons of different events, and they're on like a little summer tour going around the entire state of Iowa, bringing speed dating events. So they're going to be in Cedar Rapids at Big Grove on September 10th for a speed dating event, and it's targeted for 30 to 45-year-olds. I did a little bit of creeping on this because I was like, how did we get here? Like, who's in charge of this? It's this girl named Leah. She's hilarious on her TikTok account. She calls herself the Des Moines Cupid. And they,
oh my God, I want to be called that.
I know. She says, well, she's got like over 1,000 matches under her belt. So she is seriously like Cupid. Yeah.
Do you think she could tell you if you're with the right person?
Well, I think that they also have matchmaking services.
Nice.
So the whole point is like offline dating events, right? Because everybody, it's easy to pull out your phone and download Tinder and be like, well, is this going to work? I don't know. But the offline of it all is like as uncomfortable as it is these days to be face to face with a stranger. That's the whole point. So these speed dates are normally like 4 to 5 minute rounds with short intermissions. And they normally have like about 25 speed dates lined up for you.
Wow.
So I'm immediately like, okay, obviously I can't participate either. I am in a relationship happily. Mm-hmm. But what do you talk about in those 5 minutes? Like, what is the most important? You got to get, okay, like, the important
that's where,
stuff
well,
out
see,
of the way.
And again, that's where I'm like, I've never been on one and I've always wanted to. My question is it inappropriate to get out the big stuff? Or is it appropriate? Like, do you immediately, like, let's pretend we're on one right now. We sit down and do you want kids?
Whoa.
I mean, is that inappropriate or appropriate? Because it is a big question.
Right.
Who'd you vote for in the election?
Right.
You know, if that matters to you, or, you know, do you have any debt? Because well, you got to
think about. Why are you so good at this?
Again, I've never been on one, but I'd love to.
I think the chances are low at this point.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We got a big challenge in front of us. We need to find 107 besties.
And you might be like, why?
Well, to catch you up to speed, last Tuesday we launched Those Girls Sweat Squad, which is our new private Facebook page. That we honestly were like, we have a hard time staying motivated, working out. We don't really have like gym besties ourselves. Why not create a space for everybody to share what they're doing or mm-hmm. what they're struggling with or what goal they just reached? And oh my gosh, it has been such a success so far.
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of progress in there, from new besties joining to lots of people posting, whether that's asking questions to posting their progress to all sorts of different things, mm-hmm. and chatting on other people's things and making friends.
Right. So it's gone so well that our boss, Chad, was like, oh, yeah, let's see how well it can really do. If you can get 500 people to join that group by Friday, I'll give you the day off. Because I think he thinks that's crazy. 500 is a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I think we can do it.
We have 500 people who are listening to us that could quickly get on Facebook and request to join Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Well, and it's going to benefit you because mm-hmm. if you're somebody that goes to the gym 5 days a week, great. If you're somebody that's like, I would like to just start going on walks a couple times
yeah.
a week, that's totally fine too, because there's somebody else in the group who's going to be like, oh my gosh, I relate to you. I related to your post this morning because you were like, it's rainy outside. I could have stayed in my bed as a burrito, but I did it. I chose the gym and I did it. I was mm-hmm. like, you know what, period.
God, I wanted to be a burrito so bad. But I knew I wanted to check in with the besties in the mm-hmm. group. And I had that accountability, which I loved, because I was like, well, I got to post, you
right.
know. So it helped me out, get my butt to the gym.
You're going to help us out. And then hopefully this group helps you out, too, no matter where you're at in your journey.
Yeah. So if you want to join us, become a bestie, it's Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It is a private group. So just request to join. But we promise we will get you in that group in the next couple of minutes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can we talk about how this weather is giving spooky season?
I heard Kate filling in for Chad Taylor for your Workday playlist earlier today, talking about how she's like getting Halloween decorations and stuff. And then I just looked outside. It's gloomy. I saw a leaf blow past the window. Low-key, I'm ready for Halloween.
Don't let that get into my noggin.
I figured it already was in your noggin.
Well, I got to try to hold off. I go too hard too quickly.
Well, it's on sale right now.
Don't.
Normally, right? If you're like way ahead of the game, same with like Christmas stuff right now is cheaper. I'm sorry.
Don't. I told you I'm on a spending diet.
Oh my God.
And then you're like, oh, Halloween's on sale. What? Shut up. Next, you're going to tell me Spirit Halloween's open already. Stop it. Shut up.
I drove past Lindale last week and screamed, the sign is up.
Taylor, stop it. I'm not financially okay.
I forgot
for
about that. Oh my God. Should we go to Spirit Halloween?
Leave the show. If you're wondering where we're at, Spirit Halloween.
I saw the sign. I don't know if it's open, but.
I saw the sign.
I think this is a sign. We got to go.
I think somebody's got my voodoo doll.
Oh, you're getting done dirty.
I don't know if it's an ex or if it's somebody who hates me from high school, which I get that one.
Okay.
But somebody's got my voodoo doll and they are just, I wouldn't even say they're stabbing it. They're running it over.
Oh.
Probably with a semi at this point.
Well, that's dramatic.
And it's nothing's happening to me. So I think it's more like they've created some type of voodoo doll and it's an iPhone. But it's my iPhone.
Okay.
I told you like 2 weeks ago that I was in the back in our break room and I was trying to put my lunch into the refrigerator. Next thing I know, my phone fell out of my hand. And this is, you know, a normal thing for me. And I feel like I've dropped it here before at work, you know, a couple of times. But it fell flat on its back on concrete and it shattered.
The entire back of your phone. Not the front, right?
Thank goodness. Knock on wood.
The back of your phone was like shards of glass.
Mm-hmm. Ever since then, I have been dropping my phone at least once or twice a week. And every single time, it's freaking concrete.
Okay, so is it getting worse?
Well, honestly, I looked at it because I took a photo of it the day it happened. I sent it to my boyfriend, neighbor man. And I was like, oh my God, like, look what happened. I compared the photo to what it looks like now to then. There was a part of the side that like was still nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly the center and like the right that were all shattered. It was the left that had a little bit of clean spot on it. No, it's all now. And now it's to the point that it's like little pieces. I'm afraid to take the case off.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know how to get this to stop. I almost need to have my phone on a leash.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And you know what? Everybody made fun of me for a long time for having a phone charm on, which was just like beads.
Do you have it anymore?
I don't have one on right now.
Because you got made fun of.
No, well, you know what? And people did. They're like, oh my gosh, it looks like a Wii safety strap. I'm like, okay, who's laughing when the Wii remote goes into your television? Me.
Does that happen?
Maybe. I'm in mourning today because I had to bury a good one in my kitchen last night.
Please think of your local radio DJ today.
Yeah, you have no idea what I'm going through. And the loss that I'm feeling after I cooked dinner last night. My rice cooker took a big dump on me last night.
Oh my God, I thought you would have said something better than that.
You don't understand. My rice cooker is my pride and joy. I have just the cutest little mini rice cooker that I once got on clearance at Target because I kept messing up rice in a pot, which apparently is like impossible, but I kept having mushy rice. So I bought it off clearance at Target. And since that day, I never looked back. She helped me through everything. Burrito bowls, sushi bowls, chicken and rice, steak and rice. And I go to make dinner last night, as I do, because we have rice like probably 2-3 times a week. The meat's done. I go to dish it up. I take the lid off. Hard rice. Hard, wet rice. Uncooked. I'm like, this is not right. I feel my rice cooker. Rigor mortis. She's cold and hard to the touch.
The heating mechanism is just blown. I don't know what's going on. So she had to go in the garbage. And I immediately Amazon Primed a new one.
Thanks for wasting my time. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you not
I can't
sympathize?
Really. No, I can't really. I do the crappy rice in a bag.
Okay, so
you microwave at 3 minutes or whatever it is. Sorry.
But you know what? It's just as convenient as that.
Yeah.
You scoop it in, you flip the switch, and then it's done in like 20 minutes. You don't have to do the whole stove thing.
Okay, if my ninja foodie were to crap
what
out.
What is that?
Girl, it's like a 6-in-1. It does like air frying. It does the compressing
thing. The scary thing.
The thingy. I can't think of
pressure
what it's called.
Cooking.
Yeah, that scary thing. It's also a crock pot. It's like 6 things in 1.
Okay, so imagine.
It probably has rice and I just don't use it.
I need you to go home and apologize to her.
You've been a good girl.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Got a little mad at my boyfriend, neighbor man, because he didn't answer my phone call fast enough. Actually, he didn't even answer it. I had to wait like 3 minutes for him to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you understand how important this is?
Spoiler alert, no.
No, I didn't get into a car crash or something like that. Like things that are actually important to call people for. No, I needed to tell him that this guy who is like, I can't tell you the whole story, but he's got a juicy background, okay? Mm-hmm. There's some tea with him. Commenting on my photo on Instagram saying, you're looking good.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to just say, it was awkward. So I had to tell him about it. I'm like, and it's funny because my boyfriend knows the story about him.
Yeah, he knows the lore.
He knows the lore. So it's kind of like, he's like my hype woman, even though he's my boyfriend. I'm like imagining him when I'm trying to call him to be like, oh, heck no, he didn't. You know, like, what? I can't believe that, girlfriend. And I needed that. And like, he wasn't there. He didn't even answer my phone call.
Right.
Till 3 minutes later. I needed you to pick up faster.
I know. It's always like those moments where you're like, oh, I have something really important.
Yes.
Or I need you to pick up. Can I just tell you one time that you had donuts here and I was like, I got to call and see what flavor donut he has. And he's not answering. And I'm like, you don't understand that this is important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make it? Like, I don't know if I need to set a ringtone. Do we send like a pre-text alert? What do we need to do in these situations?
Oh, like a GIF, like you need to answer this phone.
Yeah, like I'm not dead, but this is important.
But this is important. It's not that much of an emergency, but it's an emergency and you still need to answer while you're at work. Because a guy commented on my photo.
Are we making any sense?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We normally talk about Taylor Swift and the Swifties for like doing the most.
Yeah.
Is the best way I can say it. Like decoding clues and hinting towards craziness. But now, what's Miley Cyrus's fans? Is it the Smilers? The Smilers have clocked him.
Smileys or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. They're kind of stepping into the role of some Swiftie behavior, trying to decode what Miley Cyrus is saying. So, the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana is coming up, which is absolutely insane to think about and makes me feel really old and gross. So now people are like, what are you gonna do?
I was watching that 20 years ago.
Isn't that like disgusting?
That's right. I mean, I was 10. That's insane though.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And I feel like she, in the last couple of years, has really embraced her Hannah Montana years. Last summer, I think it was, that she was inducted into Disney Legends Hall of Fame or whatever.
They have that?
Yeah, she's the youngest person to ever get the honor. That was last summer.
Tell me Lizzie McGuire's in there too.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
She got that last summer. So now people are like, what are you going to do for the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana? What's it going to be? A lot of people think it's going to be a tour. I hate to break it to you.
She's not going to.
She has outwardly said she does not like touring. She doesn't feel the connection. She doesn't feel safe. It's not natural to her.
Well, and she said that she has, like, the way her throat is.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Or
her vocals are. So it's really, really hard. She's like, I don't know. Don't asked me to try to explain vocals, but she was, I saw her in an interview. She was basically saying she's got a unique voice and unique vocals. Mm. And so they work like harder than like normal ones.
So it'd be really rough.
It'd be really, really rough on her.
Okay. That, yeah, that makes sense. So I'm like, yeah, we can clown all we want saying that there's going to be a Hannah Montana tour in 2026. That's simply not the case. But what somebody is reaching for on TikTok is a potential Super Bowl halftime.
They haven't announced it yet, have they?
No. And you know what? It'll be, I feel like fall normally is when they, because they got to start practicing.
Uh-huh.
People are saying 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana. That's huge. Miley Cyrus happens to shout out Jay-Z and Party in the USA.
She
and a Jay-Z
does.
Song was on. Who and picks the Super Bowl talent? Jay-Z.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, he has the last couple years. So people think that Miley Cyrus is going to be the Super Bowl halftime with special guest Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Can you imagine how iconic would it be to be
that
your own special guest?
That would be that's your amazing. Own special guest. Iconic. That would be so cool. I do fear one thing. The men that are really into football who had a problem with Taylor Swift being on the screen.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because, yeah, it's such a big problem. I'm not saying all men, just certain men, okay? Had a problem with, you know, Taylor Swift being on the screen every once in a while, mm-hmm. and then would boo her at a game or whatever. What are you going to do without a blondie and a wig?
They'll hate it, and that's why I love
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to freaking hate it.
They're going to hate it, but also...
because they think football's for them.
I feel like the last couple of halftimes, people are like, oh, I hate it, it's boring. So I'm like, why not really go out there and do something so girly, so Hannah Montana, and just absolutely set the man ablaze?
I would love this. I think it needs to happen. I do fear... the men, not all men again, the one certain men that are really strict, like don't, are football.
Okay, but those same men, I want you to go home and listen to Party in the USA and tell me you're not shaking that thing a little bit.
Best of both worlds.
It's okay. You can admit it. You love it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Oddly enough, on my way to work this morning, just before I turned into our driveway, I saw two slides, like flip-flops, you know, in the middle of the road. And my first thought always is, how'd you end up there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind it? I thought you and I could create the story of what happened to those slides because we'll never know.
Well, yeah. Now when I drive past them, I can tell myself, oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
I know what happened.
I'm going to do a rom-com. And you're going to do something kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go first.
Oh, God.
Jamie was on her usual morning walk. What?
Who's Jamie?
I don't know. Just a girl. With her dog, Lloyd. One hand was the leash. The other was her phone. And she was scrolling left and right on potential matches on Tinder.
Oh.
Just when she thought it was a bad day on Tinder, because all the matches suck, she comes across her gym crush, Jason.
Ooh.
She's been crushing on him for the past 8 months and can't seem to find the courage to speak to him. But here he is on her phone. Just as about she's to hit swipe right. Her dog, Lloyd, sees a squirrel and runs across to try to grab the squirrel. Immediately, she gets yanked by the leash and she gets dragged a couple of yards by her dog, Lloyd. And then finally, the dog, Lloyd, realizes the squirrel has gone too far. So Lloyd gives up running after the squirrel. After she catches her breath after being dragged by Lloyd, she remembers, Jason, her gym crush on her phone. But he's not there. What happened?
Oh, my God. Did she swipe the wrong way?
She did. Her finger slipped while she was dragged by Lloyd, and now she will never have her shot with Jason. She also doesn't have shoes. During that whole time when she was getting dragged by Lloyd, she was wearing the flops.
Right.
The slides.
There's not good traction.
They got left behind because she was getting tossed by Lloyd, her dog. It must have been falling off. So she goes back, you know, her steps with tears in her eyes, to try to find her shoes, because she's sad about that, but she's also sad about Jason.
Mm.
That's when she notices a car stopped ahead in the middle of the road, right next to her slides.
Wait. It's Jason.
Oh my God, it's Jason. She explains what happened and he offers her a ride back to her place to calm her down. He puts her slides on top of the roof to empty his hands to open the passenger door for her. He's distracted by how beautiful she is and completely forgets.
She just sprinted after her dog. I know that she is disheveled.
He completely forgets he puts the slides on top of the car. They drive away with the slides falling off the roof and then being left in the middle of the road.
That's why the slides are still there.
Yeah.
They were recovered and now they're not.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
The shoes may have been left behind, but she wasn't and never was again.
Oh, puke. Honestly, I should have known it was going to be a gaggy ending. You brought up a real head scratcher today, Destiny. Mm-hmm. There was a pair of flip-flops down the road, and you make a point of, like, what happened there?
Why are they there?
And why are they still there? Why did they get left behind?
Mm-hmm.
So we have been coming up with our own backstories and our own reasons for why those flip-flops are there. You chose a rom-com. I'm being more realistic with a spooky, scary version.
Oh, God, this can go bad.
As to why there's random flip-flops down the street from us. Randy was out for his nightly neighborhood stroll. And as he was on the street, a strange light filled the sky. Not lightning, not a drone, not the McDonald's sign glowing in the distance. And then came a noise.
I don't think you're supposed to...
Eat.
What noise are you making? You're making me... You're making me very concerned right now.
Because you're making me... Just as Randy was going to pull out his phone to take a blurry Snapchat video, whoosh, he shot up into the sky. Left behind in the middle of the street, two lone flip-flops, still warm. No one in the neighborhood was helpful the next day because nobody saw what had happened. The only clue was that Randy's Apple Watch happened to send data to the cloud mid-abduction. And the last few seconds of footage showed Randy looking up to the sky, a blurry silver saucer, and Randy saying, "Hey, y'all got snacks up there or what?"
Oh, dear God. Nobody would be that casual.
Static. To this day, Randy remains missing. And the legend around town is that if you put your feet in the flip-flops after the sun goes down, you too will be taken by the aliens.
So we're going to say that somebody got taken by aliens just down the road from us?
Yeah!
Well,
have you been
I'll be damned, I'm not putting those flops on!
Sayonara, nice knowing you.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I'm still employed because I do my darndest to get you a really great trivia question, even when it's International Chicken Day, Chicken Wing Day, I should say. And you heard me panicking. I was like, I don't know if I can find a chicken wing trivia question. Now, I couldn't, but I am stretching a little bit.
You're welcome.
She inspired me. For Chicken Wing Day, you got to dip it in ranch, right?
My favorite pastime.
Uh-huh. So we're going to go with that for the question tonight. A survey says that Americans eat salad dressing on an average of 38 times a year. How many of those times is it ranch dressing, though?
Of 38?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Depends where you're at. I mean, I love me some ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I'm probably above average. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I'm like, I only eat salad when they serve it at a restaurant. Almost every single time it's ranch. You know what I'm saying? Rarely do they give you other options.
Well, unless you're my father and you're just like Italian. And I'm like, who are you? What do you mean
it's
Italian?
Fancy.
Yeah.
A survey says that Americans eat salad dressing on an average 38 times a year. How many of those times is it ranch dressing, though?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z
C-102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Happy National Chicken Wing Day.
Do yourself a favor. Whatever wing restaurant's nearest you, they pretty much all have deals today.
Do they really? You were searching, weren't you?
Yeah.
Taylor, is that what you're having for dinner?
I don't know. That's not what I had planned, but I'm like, oh, God, they got deals. I got a couple near my house that I'm like, could be a chicken wing night. I don't know.
It's National Chicken Wing Day. I have to celebrate. And not cook.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we're celebrating by stretching the day a little bit because I couldn't find a chicken and wing trivia for the life of me. So what do you dip your chicken wings in? Most likely ranch.
If you said blue cheese.
What's wrong with you?
Excuse yourself out of here.
Celebrate Chicken and Wing Day on a different day. Don't celebrate with us.
No.
Well, tonight's trivia question. A survey says that Americans eat salad dressing on an average of 38 times a year. How many of those times is it ranch dressing, though?
You still have time to text in your guess to 319-200-1029. Lisa said 25.
You know what? I'm kind of going with Lisa. Because
more
again,
than half.
The restaurants only ever serve it with ranch.
Yeah, occasionally I do like a vinaigrette. I feel.
Okay, you were just dogging on your dad for being like, Italian, please.
Well,
who goes a vinaigrette, please?
If I'm getting like a side salad and they're like, what sauce? I'm never going to say vinaigrette. But if you're looking at a menu and you're like, ooh, that salad has a nice vinaigrette on it. That sounds good.
You're going to like the $100 restaurants.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No.
They're like, no, we won't even let her in. She can't afford it.
No, they don't let me in the door.
4422 said Americans eat ranch dressing 15 times out of 38 times.
About half, a little less than half.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, what other dressing?
I know.
Italian. What other ones
are
there?
Blanking
Thousand Island.
Oh, Thousand Island is good. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know.
I'm blanking on all dressings humanly made.
I don't know.
Now I'm going to search now because I don't know.
Yeah, right. Casey said, out of 38, if you're a true Iowan, it's 38. But overall, 14.
I like that. Respect. It is definitely 38.
Well, yeah. If you're from here, I seriously, like if you're the person at the restaurant and they're going around the table saying, okay, give me your sauces or your dressings for your salad. The one person that doesn't say ranch, don't tell me you don't side-eye them a little bit. Like, whoa. Somebody's fancy getting the balsamic tonight.
Exactly. The question tonight, a survey says that Americans eat salad dressing on average of 38 times a year. How many of those times is it ranch dressing?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in like 3 minutes.
We'll get up like every day.
I can see that.
Well, we're the Olive Garden Italian one that you can get, you know.
Oh, yeah. I like
store.
That one.
Panera poppy seed.
I don't know
I'm
about
shopping
that.
Apparently. What do you mean you don't know about that?
I don't know about that.
What do you know about it?
I'm saying I don't know about it.
Oh, you haven't had it?
I don't know.
What do you know?
I know that I most of the time will choose ranch. Hidden Valley only.
And don't and get if me. They don't got Hidden Valley, I ain't going
don't
here.
Don't get me started. Well, restaurant ranch is different.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I would say restaurant ranch, then Hidden Valley.
I agree, unless it's bad restaurant ranch. It's got to be the perfect amount of runny.
I was going to say, it's got to be really good runny, but not too runny that it looks like they added too much water. A perfect amount of runny.
And I know everybody in their car is nodding like, oh, you know what? I get you, girls.
Uh-huh.
I feel you.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Happy National Chicken Wing Day. I'm not going to lie. I struggled real hard trying to find a chicken wing trivia question. So we stretched a little bit and we did a ranch trivia question tonight. A survey says that Americans eat salad dressing on an average of 38 times a year. How many of those times is it ranch dressing?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
Americans eat salad dressing 38 times a year. Of those times, 15, it's ranch dressing.
That is horrifying.
What, because it's not enough?
No!
Well, see, here's the problem. Italian, is second. It's taking up too many things. It's six of them. Let's stop eating Italians. Just kidding.
You say stop eating Italians?
No.
Who's eating the Italians?
Who's eating the Italians? No, I said stop eating.
Now we got to talk about cannibalism.
All because I misspoke.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.